In Dream Harbor, a coastal Maine town where the scent of sea salt mingles with coffee, Hazel Kelly has spent 15 years safely tucked behind the counter of the Cinnamon Bond bookstore. At nearly 30, she's built her life around books and predictability while her friends collect adventures like souvenirs. The irony isn't lost on her. She's surrounded by stories of love and adventure, but has none of her own. Her daily routine has become as familiar as the spine of her favorite Jane Austen novel. Unlock at 8, arrange displays, help tourists find beach reads, and reorganize shelves that don't need organizing. Everything changes when she discovers a romance novel with a highlighted passage. Come with me, lass, if you want an adventure. Before she can decide if it's vandalism or something more intentional, Noah Barnett walks in, the charming fishing tour operator who frequently visits her store, tracking in the scent of sea salt and possibility. Their interaction crackles with unacknowledged attraction as they discuss the mysterious book. Noah's stories of whale-watching tours and midnight sailing expeditions make Hazel's life seem particularly small. Yet something about him draws her in despite her hesitation. When a second mysteriously placed book appears with another highlighted passage, Hazel begins to suspect these aren't random occurrences, but deliberate clues leading somewhere. Could this be the adventure she's been reading about but never experiencing? Behind Noah Barnett's carefree demeanor lies unexpected complexity. Though Dream Harbor sees him as merely the handsome fishing guide who dates tourists, Noah harbors insecurities from his family's seafood legacy and believes someone like Hazel would never seriously consider him, a belief rooted in academic struggles and his father's disappointment. Few know Noah secretly renovates abandoned fishermen's shacks, preserving local history, while dismissing this talent as just a hobby. His feelings for Hazel are deeper than apparent. He's been frequenting her bookstore for months, reading extensively just to see her. Despite strained parental relationships, Noah maintains loving bonds with his nieces through weekly video calls, sharing sea stories, and helping with homework. His sisters recognize potential he can't see in himself. This depth makes Noah far more than the player town gossip suggests. His assistance with Hazel's adventurous summer stems from genuine affection, even while believing their relationship has an expiration date. At a wine-fueled bonfire, Hazel recruits Noah to help follow mysterious literary clues for summer adventures. Their first expedition confirms a passage about blueberry bushes, prompting Hazel to impulsively kiss Noah, who gently declines because she's intoxicated, revealing unexpected depth beneath his charm. As they pursue clues about milkshakes, Ferris wheels, and beaches, Hazel steps beyond her comfort zone. Despite her fear of heights, she rides the Ferris wheel with Noah, captivated by Dream Harbor's lights and the security of his embrace. At the beach, Noah arrives prepared with a sun hat and bug spray, anticipating Hazel's needs. When he chases seagulls from her sandwich, Hazel feels as though Noah had slayed dragons for her, showing his attentiveness to her happiness. Through these adventures, Hazel discovers she isn't as risk-averse as she thought, while the mystery of the clues keeps them engaged and curious. Dream Harbor isn't just a setting, it's practically a character itself, with its nosy residents, cherished traditions, and inescapable gossip mill. When Noah takes Hazel's hand at the summer carnival, she warns him that the town will have them married off by Monday, a prediction that quickly proves accurate. This becomes evident when Noah receives knowing smiles at the Pumpkin Spice Cafe. Martha, the longtime barista, starts preparing Hazel's apple cider tea before Noah even mentions her name. The harbor's fishing crew nicknames them Beauty and the Bass, a moniker that spreads rapidly. Even Hazel's father, the mayor, participates in matchmaking by handing Noah her favorite blue cotton candy before creating an obvious excuse to leave them alone. The Dream Harbor Book Club adds comic relief, enthusiastically discussing sex in a hammock within earshot of browsing customers. Despite the frustrations of such close scrutiny, Dream Harbor offers a sense of belonging that both protagonists come to treasure. The community's investment in their happiness, however nosy, stems from genuine care, proving invaluable during a threatening storm. As their relationship deepens, Hazel and Noah reveal hidden vulnerabilities. Noah confesses he's not so much a mystery as a screw-up who left the family business, exposing insecurity beneath his confident facade. He admits feeling inadequate compared to his smarter and more responsible sisters. Hazel shares her struggles fitting into Dream Harbor after moving there in high school. "Sometimes I still just feel like I'm missing something," she explains, revealing why she's cautious. She spent years trying to belong where others have lifelong connections. Their physical relationship develops alongside emotional intimacy. During their first intimate encounter, Noah repeatedly asks for consent, saying, "I want this to be good for you," every time, demonstrating genuine care. When Noah's nieces call unexpectedly, Hazel glimpses his authentic love for family despite complicated parental relationships, seeing beyond his flirtatious persona. These moments of vulnerability build trust between them that transcends their initial summer arrangement. What begins as a summer fling with a clear end date grows complicated as genuine feelings develop. Both struggle to maintain casualness while falling deeper in love, a situation complicated by their agreement to end things on Hazel's 30th birthday. When Annie warns Hazel about Noah's reputation with tourists, Hazel claims she's going in with eyes open, while privately acknowledging she doesn't know how to do casual. Noah faces a similar conflict, unable to maintain emotional distance despite trying to convince himself this arrangement will get Hazel out of his system. Their attempts to define their relationship lead to awkward conversations where neither expresses their true feelings. When Hazel suggests they don't make sense together, Noah seems hurt but agrees to keep things casual. The situation intensifies when Noah announces he's leaving to help his pregnant sister, derailing Hazel's plans to confess her feelings. These complications reveal how artificial casual labels become when genuine connection develops. As summer ends near Hazel's 30th birthday, both must confront their true feelings. Hazel feels embarrassed upon learning her father, not Noah, created the mysterious clues with the book club's help. Her belief that Noah designed this adventure specifically for her had fueled her growing feelings. Recognizing her hurt, Noah creates his own clues, books with highlighted passages forming a romantic message about meeting a girl, an incendiary kiss, and attraction. His invitation to "Meet me by the water, tonight, 8, signals his commitment to a fresh start. When they meet, Noah shares his plans for their future. Hazel interrupts his anxious rambling to confess, "I'm in love with you." 6 months later in Aruba, Noah proposes. Their journey shows the greatest adventure isn't found in exotic locations, but in someone who helps us become our best selves, someone who makes us brave enough to write our own story.